the first 3 years of as a priest, I was in Hillsboro, and the pastor there, Father Carl Flack, who's been here a couple times to celebrate Mass, is now too ill to do that anymore. He said to me, "Father, I want you to take the evening service, and I'll take the day service." The evening service had Spanish with it, so I had the afternoon off on Good Friday. Now, when I was growing up, I can remember, I know this sounds, maybe it sounds strange to younger people, but many, many businesses used to give us off from noon to three on Good Friday. And that seems to be gone now. And I remember this even when I worked at the airline. I used to try to get noon to three off, and I usually did succeed in doing that so that I could pray. I always felt a call to do something non-secular from noon to three. This year I did it before my first service at noon so I could be prepared for the service. For many years I did this, and I'd go to the church and sit there and look at the empty tabernacle, and it brings such deep thoughts of loss. You know, I recommend that to you next year, to come here and just look at Jesus missing. It is very powerful. And so I had plans for this. It was a precious 3 hours in which I wasn't working, which really hasn't happened since then, on Good Friday. And so I had all these plans, you know. I was going to take a walk first, and I did. And I planned on saying the rosary, and then afterward I'd go home and say my divine office and do some prayers, read the Bible, read the Passion. So I had all these ideas. You know how you have ideas and God has something else in mind for you? So what I did was I went off to this place where I liked to walk in Hillsboro, and while I was on my way there, I got behind a vehicle that was going very, very slowly. And you couldn't pass. And it was weaving. And so the person in there was doing her nails or reading a book or something. There was something going on. She kept bending over like this and getting up. You know how you see drivers that do this? And I thought, I don't know what you're doing, but I hope you get finished doing it pretty soon. And it's Good Friday. I had nowhere to go, right? And I found myself thinking to myself, "Lord, if only I could let the air out of this person's tires and get her off the road." It's not a very holy thought. I didn't say it out loud. I just thought it. So, yeah, that was fine. I finally got away from her. I'm not in a very good mood at that point. So I stopped my car, and I took a nice walk. I said the Sorrowful Mysteries. And it took about an hour. I came back to find a flat tire. You see, that's not very subtle. You know, I knew immediately it was, I said, like Simon Peter said after the resurrection of the dead, "It is the Lord." You know, I knew the Lord had somehow had a hand in this, and I didn't like it. I said, "Hey, I didn't say a word. It's just something I thought. I didn't act on that." And he just, you know. So I warn you, God can read your thoughts, you know. So there I was with a flat tire, and I had this can fix a flat, you know. You all have those in your truck. Didn't work. The air went in, the air went out. I didn't know what was wrong with my tire. I put about three or four of these cans in. See, I come prepared. And I got just enough air into it to get me to Les Schwab, which was about 2 miles away. I think I hurt my tire a little bit doing that. I probably should have changed it with the spare. And I got into Les Schwab. It was about, 1:30, something like that. And I thought to myself, my God, this is the last place I want to spend Good Friday from noon to three is in the tire shop. So I got there with this car, my Saturn. And then, you know, I got in there, and they said, "It'll be a while, Father. We're backed up today." And I'm sitting in there. There's some kind of a sports thing on the TV. There's a popcorn machine, and that smells, you know, here I'm fasting. And then, you know, I didn't feel like I should be nibbling on popcorn. There's somebody... They weren't on a cell phone. I don't think they were invented then. Anyway, somebody was talking loudly next to me. Somebody was telling a dirty joke next to me. I remember this. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is. I can't even pray. I can't read. Then you'd hear, "Bill on line two," you know, all this kind of thing. And I went outside and somebody was smoking. So wherever I went, I had nowhere to go. So I had about an hour of this, and I said, this is the worst Good Friday I've ever had. This is the worst Good Friday. And so I got to the, it got to be a quarter of three, and the guy came out and he said, well, your tire's fixed. You're free to go. It was, you know, it was covered because I bought the tires there. And so I said, what in the world happened to my tire? And he said, I've got a prop here. Biggest nail I ever saw went in that tire. Must have been this big. I used to have that nail. I don't have it anymore. But I looked at that nail, and I thought, you know, 2,000 years ago, it wasn't a tire. It was the Lord's hand that got this. You know, I just cried. It was very powerful to me. And I realized also that, you know, Good Friday was not, we were very silent today. This church is not always known for its silence before Mass. But aside from the rosary, it's a day to be silent, isn't it? But it wasn't silent on Good Friday. Jesus had the whole circus out there. People spitting on him, laughing at him. So you're the king of the Jews. Oh, you healed everybody. They laughed at him. The people that had the guts to be under the cross probably got a lot, you know. It was just like this. Just like that circus I was sitting in. Nobody cared about Jesus. Now this story, for some of you, will sound familiar because I told it once before in the last 6 years. This is the first time I've done all three Good Friday services since I've been here. Some of you never heard it. Some of you did. But I've never forgotten that, and that was one of the most powerful things that ever happened to me. And I told that night in Hillsborough. I had something else cooked up, but I immediately threw it out and told that story. And somebody made me the three nails that we use in this service to remind me of that story, and so I have one of them here. I keep them in my chapel. There are times when I get very angry with God. I know I'm sure you do too. Times I don't understand his will. Times I think things are pretty bad. Sometimes I think they're really great. Sometimes I'm not happy at all with what God permits in my life, and sometimes I am. But when I look at these nails, it brings me down to silence every time.